A life story begins in childhood at the age of 1.5 or 2. Whenever the child starts to speak, one of the first things the child learns is to speak their name. The question that the parents ask the child is, "What is your name?" The child learns to repeat their name and comes to equate the name with who they are. That sounds pretty harmless, and of course, it is inevitable. I'm not saying don't tell a child their name. But you can see there's a transition there from a state of the 1-year-old in whom the mind has not started up yet, but who is already conscious of others and conscious of surroundings and conscious of sense perceptions. But thought processes, conceptual thought, has not yet started. The child has not yet accumulated words in the mind. The mental accumulations haven't started yet. You can look into the eyes of a 1-year-old and see something that is of such purity and aliveness and light looking at you. There is consciousness looking through those eyes at you. Now the name is not enough. More things now need to accumulate that are connected to the name. You can look at your name as the receptacle or basket that provides the container for further content, mental content, with which you identify as yourself. Experiences, opinions, your parents' opinions of who you are, that is very important content of who you are. So if your parents tell you that you are a slow learner, you add that mental content to the basket that has your name on it. Once the content is in the basket, it is very hard to get rid of it. Other content, experiences, knowledge, sufferings, people that you know, cultural background, many things form the content of your mind, and around it there's the name that holds it all together. The content is added to the name. Your identity of me gets stronger. After a few years of accumulating content, then you think you know who you are. But it is never quite enough yet, and not only for a young person. As you grow older, you will find that your sense of self very rarely really feels complete, and then only for a few brief moments. I'm not enough yet. That's the essential belief of a mind-based sense of self. And on the level of doing, of course, it's true, because there's always so much more that you could do. There are innumerable things that you could do, but there just isn't enough time. Even if you lived for 1,000 years, you couldn't explore all of the possible things that you could do. So, eventually, you choose one main course of action or several main activities, and with these exclude many others. Or you try to get to some projected goal, the pinnacle of your profession, or whatever it is. I need to get there to be myself, to be fully myself. I need that recognition. And for years, you work towards that. Maybe you get there, and maybe you don't.